My dear friend, today's testimony with Dusty Saddle, Stormy Daniels, this trollop, this skank, this skeeve, this Meretrix, this virago, this Meretrix, this Grimalkin, Malkin, Shrew, Courtesan, Strumpet, Cur, Harpy, Skank. Today, by the way, I do one called the Skank Tanks. It was one of the most, it was such horse manure. I don't even know where to start. I don't know where to start because it is so obvious. I mean, Mershon doesn't even care. He doesn't even pretend. Normally, the judges will pretend to care. Like, look, I don't want to look like I'm completely in the bag for this guy. He doesn't care. I've never seen anything like it. I swear to you, I have seen some, I thought at worst, a judge who maybe not have been the sharpest, but I've never seen ever a judge who was so in the tank, in the bag, not on the take, not money, but so, I mean, look, I don't know this, but if somebody told me, you know, they went to Mershon and said, listen, you deliver this verdict and you can say federal judge, I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised. Ladies and gentlemen, sit back and please enjoy today's. You're going to learn so much about what's going on. You are going to be so endowed with knowledge. You'll be the envy of your friends. So listen carefully, dear friends. And please, please, I ask, subscribe, and make sure you remain subscribed because people are being unsubscribed for reasons I don't. Also, please like the video. Liking is critical. Liking is critical. Okay? Being critical. And also make sure you hit that little bell so you're notified of live streams and new videos. But before we begin, my friends, I want to talk to you about food insecurity, about famine, about disasters, and how you'd better take this opportunity to take a part of the deal of deals from our good friends at preparewithlionel.com. It's no longer a question of if something catastrophic is coming, it's when. And while you still have control, still have time, what are you going to do about it now to prepare? Your first step is going to my website at preparewithlionel.com, preparewithlionel.com. Your next step is stocking up on multiple four-week emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply. And for a limited time, take $50 off a four-week emergency food supply. My Patriot Supply is equipped to help you prepare. They've helped over 2 million families already. These four-week kits with Ready Hour Foods provide over 2,000 calories every day, 16 varieties, 25-year shelf life, breakfast, lunches, dinners, snacks, drinks, and they're sealed inside 2 31-pound rugged waterproof buckets, and they last up to 25 years in storage. Take advantage right now, my friend, and go to preparewithlionel.com. That's preparewithlionel.com. Now, my friends, first, let us try our best to put everything out of our minds regarding what you think regarding President Trump. I'm going to act as though I am a judge. I am a Supreme Court judge. By the way, it's weird in New York, the trial judge is a Supreme Court judge. I know, it's very odd. But I'm going to ask this question. And the very first question I'm going to ask is, Hofsiger and Colangelo and or whoever the prosecutors are? This is a documents case. You're claiming that President Trump, ex-President Trump, former President Trump, paid $130,000. Man, that's so cheap. This guy, do they know how much money? It's almost like that, you know, that mini-me thing where he says, $1 million. What? Anyway. All I want to hear about is you prove the indictment, to prove what is in the indictment. I don't care about anything else. I want to hear about how these particular events, these particular things occurred in the indictment regarding fraud and conspiracy to commit another crime. There is nothing in the indictment that has that talks about sex. Nothing. I don't care what this NDA or whatever was for. It doesn't really matter. Now, we could argue maybe that the non-disclosure was actually paid to benefit himself politically, and therefore that might have put it into a different category. We could argue that no, maybe it was just to prevent his wife from finding out. It's kind of what Bill Clinton used to say. Remember that Bill Clinton said, of course he denied having any kind of an involvement with Monica Lewinsky, because who wouldn't? The wife, and if you're married to Hillary Clinton, who in the hell wants to? You got it? Do you have that? LJ Jackson, thank you, LJ. Thank you immensely. So the first question is, I want you to tell me about this. Now, we know what has happened. He paid her. We don't care what the subject matter is. We don't care about how you met at the golf tournament, what he was wearing when you went to the room, when you went. We're not going to talk about you trollop, you porn star. We're not going to talk about that. Wouldn't you love to have been a cross-examination? Ms. Jackson, Dubers, whatever your name is, Ms. I'd like to read for you the following. From your IMDb, you were a porn. How many porn movies, adult movies, do you think you've made total? Give me a number. I'd love to hear that one. Let them hear. How many people have ever sat in front of somebody who's 100, 200? And when they said, cut, you know, oh my God. So were you in the following Shaving Ryan's Privates? Were you in that? That was a remake of 19. Were you in Shaved Asian Babes 2, 3, and 4? Were you in Hello Big Boy? The remake. You want to go through that? Let's do that. How many years have you been a, and how many, and have you ever refused any particular type of activity? What have you ever been? Are you zoophilia, something involving barn owls? Objection. Why not? No, you want to talk about, I mean, she's talked about the President Schwanz, and he's like a mushroom, and no, let's open this thing up. Come on, judge. Come on. Have you ever tested positive for STDs? Do you get checked for STDs? How many total sexual partners do you think you've had? What? This is relevant. Don't tell me it's not relevant. You're talking about what's in his shaving kit, whether he uses a gold tweezers or not, whether he has Old Spice. Whether he wears satin PJs. The name of it, you've gone all through this missionary position and this and that. And you, by the way, the greatest, you may not be, you're not just a porn skeeve, but you might be one of the greatest actresses of all time, because you want us to believe, now let me get this straight, Miss Saddles, Dusty, is it Dusty Saddles? Oh, sorry, Stormy Basement. You want us to believe that you were, I didn't know what I was doing. I was shocked. I thought, what am I doing here? You're a hooker. You are a hooker. You're paid to have sex with people. repeatedly. You're paid by through assignation and the like to involve yourself in sexual activity. I don't know why you say I'm an adult film star. You are a hooker. If somebody right now, before they change the laws, if a man in New York hires somebody, he says, "Meow, you're under arrest. What? Solicitation of prostitution." "No, sir, Your Honor. I've got my phone here. I was going to film it." See, I'm a porn film director. Granted, I'm also the star. I'm a star in my own. In my own. I'm going to take a picture of myself with this. And we are. Stormy Daniels does it. Why isn't, did anybody read Stormy Daniels, her Fifth Amendment rights? You have the right to remain silent. What? You're admitting on in front of a court that you are a, that you commit prostitution. It's not prostitution. It most certainly is. It most certainly is. Who pays you? Somebody else? That's it. Let's understand who we're talking about here. And this woman who has to get tested, she has so much sex with so many strangers, she has to get tested. And yet she felt like, "Oh, I declare, I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, Lordy, I'm here with this man. I don't even know what I'm here for." At first I said, "No, I don't want to be there." But my manager said, "Might be a good idea. You know, he's on that apprentice show." And then that fell through. And then later on, after the lawsuit fails, he has to pay her like $300. She pays him, I guess, for the lawyers or whatever it is. She says, "I'm not going to pay him. I'd rather drop dead. That orange turd. I hate him." She called him horse face. And oh, she got all upset about that. They called her horse face. Did you know that? They called her horse face. Did you? She doesn't like that. Well, she shouldn't have said that, Stormy. She's making fun of everything from his minguni to everything you can imagine, but she has this incredible sensibility towards people who dare to, you know what I mean. And by the way, I put this latest, my latest one is called "A Former Prosecutor in Criminal Trial Lawyer Reviews Stormy Daniels' Prejudicial Mistrial," also called "As the Skank Tanks." This is one of the most, this is the, and they told Mershon, "Hey, you're not going to have her on, are you?" "Well, we'll see." "Excuse me. What is she on here for?" "We'll stipulate." "Well, we want her." "No, we'll stipulate." Now, let me tell you this wonderful rule I love. It's called 403. 403 is the best rule of evidence it is. It says that relevant evidence, and by the way, relevant evidence is evidence which has the tendency and logic to prove a material issue in fact. It's very interesting. The base of the rule is materiality, which means there has a bearing on the case. And then relevancy is that. For example, let's say I were to ask you the question, or your weight was involved, it was a material issue. You were a professional boxer. You were charged with boxing outside of your weight class. I don't know why. And the issue is, how much did you weigh? And I get somebody to sit there and testify that they are aware of the fact that you had a 38 waist and you're 5'3" and probably you're overweight. Objection. That's irrelevant. No. Because that has the tendency and logic to prove a material issue. In fact, it may not be the most relevant information, but at least it points to this thing about weight. What is irrelevant is because it's immaterial, and there is not a material issue, in fact, and that is the sex, because we're talking about the non-disclosure agreement. We don't care whether or not, and by the way, one of the reasons I want to bring a thing to bring your attention, you know, the case of this ABC woman exec who was bounced over the weekend, I guarantee you, when she got her settlement deal with ABC, she signed NDAs and non-disparagements as long as you, a mile long. But 403 is this rule. It's in the rule of evidence 403 and other states have it, which says that a court can exclude evidence that's relevant if its probative value, and this is the thing, its ability, its value in proving something, is outweighed by the risk of unfair prejudice, confusing the issues, that's my favorite, that's what I want to do, misleading the jury, that's what I want to do too, undue delay, wasting time, or needlessly presenting cumulative evidence. But it's unfair prejudice. Let me give you a quick story about how this thing works. This is a classic 403 case. Classic. As you know, in murder cases, you have to prove that you, the defendant, killed this person. And this person, let's say, is this duck. This is how sacrilegious. This is a president duck. Make America quack again. Part of the Trump memorabilia that I have from the White House. Anyway, I got to get somebody to say that, yeah, the dead guy, that is Joe Smith. Now, I can do that a bunch of different ways. I can have the dentist come on. I can maybe get somebody to stipulate to it. I can get the medical examiner, somebody who matches fingerprints, or I can get somebody who knew Joe Smith. Somebody who sees him, and normally they take a picture that's cleaned up of Joe Smith in the morgue, in the medical examiner's office with the pink light and, you know, kind of cleaned up. And somebody will say, yep, that's him. All right. Let the record reflect that the victim has been identified. Yeah, because that's part of the elements you have to prove murder. Well, sometimes what they used to do, rather unscrupulous, they would get the mother of the victim. They would say, Mrs. Williams, yes. Is your son Joe? Yes. And he's passed away. I'm asking you to identify what's been marked as State's Exhibit Number 1 for identification. Do you know what this is? Yeah. And it's the worst picture of him, you know, hit by a bus or something. Just horrible, disemboweled. And oh! Now, in that particular case, is that picture relevant? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's relevant because it goes to prove a material issue, has a tendency and logic to prove a material issue, in fact, has a bearing on the case. But it's so prejudicial that the judge says, no. That's what you should have done with this. No. It has absolutely no relevance whatsoever. None. Now, it goes to an appellate court, a court of appeals case. An appeals case, an appeals court, maybe because it had some kind of a substitute judges who just reversed Harvey Weinstein's case. What do you think about that? Harvey Weinstein's case. Yep. Who knows? They may look at this and say, this is the most ridiculous thing. This prejudice is so, you went into stuff about his sex life and this and that. But what was really good, which was terrific, is that his defense lawyer, by the way, they're very good, Susan Necheles, N-E-C-H-E-L-E-S, I think it's pronounced Necheles, like Necheles. Oh, this is great. Remember they had Hope Hicks the other day? What the hell was Hope Hicks on there for? What was Hope Hicks on there? And what I love about this is Trump is watching a video. They kept saying, is he falling asleep again? They loved it. And I think Trump's doing it on purpose. I think Trump's just kind of acting like, this is so boring. This is so boring. But Trump was looking at a monitor on his desk, on the desk in front of him. And he was watching Stormy Daniels, not making contact, but watching her on the monitor. And the reason why is because she couldn't even see him because of the configuration of the court and the dais and the whole bit. So anyway, he sat and he didn't do anything. And then we got into, do you hate him? Stormy said that somebody threatened her. And Necklace, a defense lawyer, a woman said, no, they didn't. Yes, they did. She started to lose it. Stormy had on her glasses to look the professorial type. They talked about, you hate Donald Trump. He said, remember, she goes, that orange turd, I hope he doesn't get a penny. I'd rather die. You hate him because he called her horse face. Well, that dog don't hunt. And they got more beautiful and more beautiful as it is. Now, the question is, it goes to the appellate court. Are they going to reverse? An appellate court could say, yes, out of an abundance of caution. They brought up such horrible stuff that we believe that this is reversible error. At the appellate court level, it's not that they made a mistake. It's not that there was error. It's reversible error. That's the ticket. It's so bad. We've got to reverse this case. It's so bad. So bad. It's really bad. Bad. Michigan against Tucker. Classic case. The defendant is entitled to a fair trial. Not a perfect one, but it's got to be fair. Another appellate judge could say, well, we certainly think it was irrelevant. We would certainly have sustained your objection as well, but this was a documents case. The evidence was overwhelming that he violated this documents case, that the business flim-flammery, the particular way he noted it was obvious, blah, blah, blah. So that's what scares me. Either way, here's what I'm hoping. You've got 7 men, 5 women. My friends, let me ask you something. Who is more likely to detect bullshit from a conniving skeeve, men or women? What do you say? Who is more likely to say, I know exactly what this woman is? I know exactly. Men or women? Arruda says women. Sarah says women. On my Twitter poll, it was overwhelmingly men. Andy says women. Probably the girls, Pam says. Women. Kimmy Cliff says women. Sharon says women. Guy Lynch, men. Guy has no idea where he is. Diane says women. Smitty says women. MS says simps say women. Robert Malloy says, what is a woman? Very funny. Very funny. Transgender? Women. Absolutely women. Absolutely. Women over 60? I don't even think you need over 60. I think they can see through this more than women. Why? Because first of all, number one, and I'm going to say something to you, and I hope you don't take this the wrong way. President Trump may be the greatest president of my lifetime, but he's a schmuck when it comes to women. Sorry, Melania, not counting you. And Ivana, I've never met her. And Marla Maples, I'm sure she's a... But McDougal? And God knows others who just got away. How anybody can look at this woman and say, I'm thinking, you're Donald Trump. You're a billionaire. You're going to invite her to your hotel room. She's going to claim that you assaulted her or rape or whatever. You know it and I know. What are you doing? Get a hooker. Get a call girl. Get a professional. What are you doing? Why don't you think he does that? Maybe this is the male part. You need a male part. Why doesn't he do that? Simple. He wants the pursuit. He likes the pursuit. Tells the bodyguard, hey, tell her I'm looking for her. See if she wants. Step one. Step two, bodyguard. Okay. Hello, Donald Trump wants to meet you. Okay, here you go. All right, let me know. And the bodyguard's going to say, you know, I should be guarding your body. But Trump likes that, obviously. Apparently, he likes that. Same view. And McDougal, apparently, I think, really was kind of falling in love with him. I hope he's not telling them he loves her, but in any event. That's schmucky. That's idiotic. That's stupid. And if you can't look at her right away, and if somebody could say to you, Mr. President, I mean, he was a president then, but do you know? I mean, what is the matter with you? Look. But it's moot at this point. So this was his pursuit. Hey, you want to get to know each other? You want to do it again? And they always say very quick, very fast. Okay, fine. By the way, John Kennedy, the president, remember the old joke? Even an egg takes 3 minutes. Come on. In any event. That's Trump. That's the way he was. I hope it was then. Is there anything illegal about what he did? Nope. Two adults, consensual? Nope. Had he paid for it, which is what she's accustomed to, that could have been construed then as, you know, maybe prostitution. But he did nothing wrong. And that was it. There was nothing wrong. Yeah, it was adultery, technically speaking. Okay, fine. So later on, when he decided, I want to clear this up, I don't know what the purpose of this was. You would think he would sit there. I don't know how many times he's done this before. I don't know what the story. Maybe 100,000 to him is like no big deal. Chump change. I don't understand it. I really don't understand it. Especially when you're, and I think he was doing The Apprentice then. You have people who are out there who are just, women in particular, sorry, ladies, I'm sorry, who are predators. And they say, oh, this is good. He's got a, what, did Trump have his apprentice show at the time? He was on TV, right? I believe so. Let's assume she goes, oh, he's got his, oh, good. You know, that would all come to a halt if I were to say, theoretically, that you were, shall we say, untoward, that you were involved in something that was non-consensual. I think that'd be probably not good for your career. Yeah, so maybe if he doesn't see this by now, and there are people who do nothing but that, nothing. I don't know how anybody in their right mind, and by the way, a little parenthetical side note, where's Diddy? Where's Beyonce? Where's Jay-Z? What's going on with all this stuff? Where's a lot of folks? A lot of folks. Just keep that in mind. We'll talk about this later on. So, I think we pick up again tomorrow. And I think Cara de Caballo, right? Is that cow horse or horse face or whatever it is. I think she's back again. And it takes one person to say, you know what? I came into this courtroom and I hated Donald Trump. I hated everything about him. I hated the way he looked, the way he talked, the way he acted. I hated everything. But you know what? You know what? I hate her more than I do him. I can't stand this woman. I can't stomach this woman. I know this woman. I've seen this woman. I know everything about her. And she's a liar. And she's lying in front of me. And she's lying in front of the court. And this is crap. You went up there to that room because you know exactly what this is about. Because you're a hooker. It's what you do. It's what you do. And you're coming across with this, oh, I was so upset. You're lying to me. Jurors hate that. Judges hate that. And now what are we here for again? Is it, what are we talking about? What are we talking about? And if and they can look at, you have no idea. They can look at Trump and say, what is this man going through? This is ridiculous. This is the most stupid case in the world. What is all the, what was Hope Hicks the other day for? What was that about? What is all, who are these people? What are they testifying about? Did you sign the NDA? Yes. What did you call it? I called it a business agreement. Okay, that's it. We can be done in half an hour. What are we doing? What is this about? Because Merchan, the judge, and Alvin Bragg and these other people want to embarrass Trump. And they want to use this as an embarrassment. And right now, please, President Trump, don't say anything. Say something later on. Not now. Let Stormy implode. Let her scream. Let her curse. Let her lose her temper. I'll bet you they didn't coach her, or not coach her, but prepare her for what she was up against. I don't think they did. Something tells me they didn't, because she's already getting upset and she's talking too fast and she's into histrionics, because this is her own personality. I would have had, believe it or not, somebody like a John Douglas, somebody like an FBI profiler. Tell me this stuff about her that'll get her real upset. During the Wayne Williams case, John Douglas, the profiler, told the prosecutor, tell Wayne, I forget what it was exactly, but say something, do something, because he won't be able to take it. He's too much of a egomaniac. And sure enough, he blew up. And they could see the look of what a killer looks like. So somebody needs to go to her and say, to them and say, I know exactly what this is about. I know exactly what will get him or her, rather, upset. I know exactly. Is it her? What is it? What is the thing about her? She obviously is upset with horse face. I mean, Trump is called everything you can imagine. They've talked about his schwanz so many times, it's not even funny. He doesn't care. He don't care. He just doesn't lose his cool. He's been called, do you know what this man, is like? He's not Teflon. He is completely, completely without any sensitivity. He's like iron. He's tough. She's not. She's not used to this. And she might be somebody who the tone of voice gets her, not what you say. Let me explain to you how that works. But first, before I do, I want you to listen to a man whose tone of voice is luxuriating to me, puts me to sleep. Not because he's boring, but because he's soothing, as are his products. MyPillow.com, promo code Lionel. Listen to this. It's time yet again, my friends, to hail and salute our great friends at MyPillow.com. And if you use promo code Lionel, you'll get a free gift. No purchase necessary. And yes, I know, a free gift. It's a tautology, so sue me. But first, listen carefully. Check out their $25 extravaganzas. Premium My Pillows, Queen and King, My Pillow 2.0, My Pillow bed sheets, the lowest price ever. Sandals, slides, slippers, 6-piece towel sets, 4-pack dish towel sets. Simply and absolutely unbelievable. So go to MyPillow.com/Lionel. MyPillow.com, promo code Lionel, or call 800-645-4965 and watch how fast Mike Lindell answers the phone. MyPillow.com, simply and absolutely the best. What is it that could make her upset? Well, first of all, I would hire somebody, almost like a criminal profiler, to look at what she's done in the past. Look at her shows in the past. Watch her. I would also, I hate to say this, but I'm going to say it because I'm a realist. I would have women look at this and say, tell me what you see about her that makes you upset. Tell me how she comes across. Just as a jury, tell me. Men. Is it her tone of voice? Because with people like that, you'd be surprised. Some people get very, very, it depends upon the judge, but imagine this. You walk up very slowly and you put your stuff out on the lectern, not a podium, a lectern, and you don't even look at her. You do your stuff and you finally look up and you make eye contact And you say, well. Stormy Daniels. Is that subject to objection? If it is, I'd love to hear what it is. What is it? I said your name. The judge. The tone of voice is not a good one. So you are an actress? Is that what you call yourself? Just remind. Bring it on. Let's see how she does. Yes, I'm an actress. Oh, really? How many films have you acted in? Do you have a particular name for the type of actor? Would it be drama, comedy, dramedy, biopics? Interesting. And you are an actress, are you not? An actress. And isn't one of the traits of being an actress, of being a liar? And what I mean by that is you have to convince people that you are conveying something that you may. I'm sure when you have had your long days on the set involved in your films, I'll bet you there's got to be some times when you've said to yourself, you know what, there's got to be a better way to make a living. But you can't act like that. You've got to act as though you're enjoying the situation, right? So you have to be a good actress. And isn't being a good actress being a good liar? Isn't that really what it is? To deceive people. Because part of what you're doing is not, and I would imagine you consider yourself very good. Part of what you're doing is not necessarily just being an actress, but being a good liar and lying and knowing how to convey interest and lust and excitement and arousal when you don't feel like it. Right? Right? Because you're a good liar. And lying is what you do. In fact, when they hire you to do one of these films, they're hiring you to lie. But you're not lying today, are you? No. How do we tell if a professional liar is lying? They're so good at it, we can't tell. You're a professional. You are a professional. Oh, by the way. Excuse me, Ms. Daniels, do you prefer Daniels or Stephanie, whatever your name is? Has anybody read you Miranda warnings or what? Because what you're doing is prostitution. Objection, sustain. Well, Your Honor, if I may. Prostitution is defined as, in essence, sex for money. And you're being paid to have sex. Maybe the person you're having sex with is not the person paying you, but you're being paid. And in New York, until they change it, that's against the law. So when did anybody grant you immunity? Agree not to prosecute you? Did they read you the Fifth Amendment? That you have the right? Anybody promise you that they wouldn't prosecute you? Because what you're saying here, what you've admitted to, and what you tell on the View, let me see, you've been on The View? What other shows you've been on? You've been on morning shows, Good Morning Dubuque. You were some show in Tampa. You're everywhere. I mean, you were Saturday Night Live. Hey, remember that? Yeah. You love this. And it's all because of what? Because of your acting prowess? No. It's because of your relationship with President Trump, which now I guess you what, disavow? And now you say it was the worst thing that ever happened to you. Let me ask you something. Before this tryst alleged that you had, because President Trump, if I recall correctly, has said he denied having sex or whatever. But anyway. So before you had this putative alleged relationship, did you get any calls from Saturday Night Live? No. Did Lorne Michaels know who you were? No. Did The View call you? Did Good Morning Sarasota or whatever call you? Did anybody call you? Were you known? Did you write books? Were you but no? Did you know Mr. Avenatti then? Did you know? So this is pretty big feather in your cap, so to speak, is it not? But now you resent this event. Now you look back at it with horror, almost PTSD. You can't believe, oh, Lordy, I can't believe what I did. I couldn't believe I was up there in that room, Your Honor. I had no idea. I said, oh, Lordy, I smell a fire. Ain't got time for that. Sorry, broke into my favorite mix. And I would just love to see her say, I'm not done yet. I'm not done. I want to keep talking to Stormy Daniels. Now, you had to pay him $301,000. Donald Trump, by the way, is the only guy who goes to a hooker and she ends up paying him money. Now, if that guy doesn't know the art of the deal, I don't know what does. So you went there, and after you got done with him, you ended up paying. And did you pay him? No. You said, quote, I'm not going to pay. He'll drop dead or something like that. I won't pay that orange turd. You called him a turd. Yeah. So what you're doing is you're defying a court order. You were ordered by a court to pay, but you're saying, I'm not going to follow that. I'm going to defy the order of the court. Same kind of court, kind of like this. You have contempt for that court, but not this one. You lie for a living, but not now. Let me ask you something. Do you have an agent right now? Ms. whatever your name is? Stormy? Stormy? Do you have an agent now? And do you have any gigs lined up by virtue of your testimony here? You're not subject to a gag order. I think we know who's subject to a gag order. And I can't believe I'm talking about you using the word gag in a sentence, but we'll let that go by. Are you subject to a... No. So are you going to be on any kind of show coming up? Are you? Because I like to know if you would. Because you're going to do pretty well. You're going to take this thing. I mean, and today, you've got to talk to your agent right now. And you must have gigs lined up for you. By the way, is that money... Have they attached your wages by virtue of the judgment that they... No. Maybe they give you a credit off of the $130,000. And you took the money, right? The $130,000. You did it. So you were a part of the hush money. You know hush money is not against the law, right? Stormy, did you know that? Hush money is not against the law. Nor is an NDA or a non-disclosure agreement. You know that, right? So they're after him. But not you. Now, when you filled out, did you call your check that you received or whatever? Did you say attorney's fees or miscellaneous or what did you? And you want her just, and you're here under subpoena, right? So you were subpoenaed to be here. That's her thing, by the way. She says, listen, I'm not here because I want to be here. I have to be here. You have any children? Do they know where you are today? Do they know? What do your friends think about this? What do your friends think? Do they say, hey, are you by any chance, I hate to say this, but I got to ask this question, because if I didn't ask this question, I'd be better. Are you a Democrat by any chance, Ms.? Yeah, I think that's very relevant, Your Honor. I can smell an objection. I smell an objection. Are you a Democrat? Are you an anti-MAGA? Did you ever get friends of yours that say to you, anybody says, listen, you go there and you get him. You get him. I'm surprised nobody's helped her out, like Soros. He hasn't helped you out, has he? Just making sure. You must be a hit around the Democratic clubs, right? Do you have any gigs lined up? You do, don't you? If we called your agent in or your manager, would they be able to tell me that you've got gigs lined up? I'll bet you they would. I'll bet you they would. Because you're doing okay with this thing. In fact, This is the best thing that ever happened to you. They didn't know who you were. You're going to be in the history books. You will be in the, you'll be in the, okay, what's her name? Kay, no, Weathersby, Ike's mistress. And then there was Monica Lewinsky. And hell, JFK had so many with Marilyn Monroe and this and that. Nixon didn't really have anything. I don't know. But you're gonna be in American history. Do you realize that? Your name forever and ever will always be associated with this. Think about that. How does that make you feel? Do you like that? Do you think you've done anything to warrant this? In fact, how would you view yourself in terms of history? Ms. whatever your name is. How would you view yourself? Victim? Co-conspirator? What exactly? And you're going to let her talk and let her talk and just get a hold of it. And you're going to tell your co-client, I don't want to look at the jury, but you're probably going to get a couple. Look to a couple of people. Very careful. You can't talk to the jury, but you can look at them. You can ask a question, and then if something says something, you could maybe look over the jury and say, objection. What? I didn't say anything. I know, but you're kind of... And this judge is thinking, I can't let this case go away. I can't let this case go away. I want to be the first judge to send Trump to jail. Please, God, let me be the first judge to send Trump to jail. Please. They're already talking about we can make Rikers ready. You can't put him in Rikers. What are you talking about? Please let me be the first judge. Please. That whole Judge Engoron and Leticia's name. Ah, bullshit. Nobody cares about that. This guy Smith, they just continue that thing indefinitely because old Chuck screwed up that case. And the Washington one with January 6th, this thing's just falling apart. This is the one. This has Stormy Daniels in it. And by God, got Stormy Daniels and some guy named Pecker testified, and you got this one, and you got Hope Hicks. I don't know what the hell she's here for, but we're going to bring as many. Maybe we'll bring in that Margot, what's her face? Bring her in there. Why? I don't know. Hoping that we create this image that Trump is this salacious, concupiscent horn dog, this satyr, S-A-T-Y-R, this three-peckered goat, this pan, this, you know what I mean? And then hope to God somehow it's reversed. But I have a very sneaky suspicion, ladies and gentlemen, that that's not what's happening. I think you're going to see some jurors, believe it or not, who say, you know what, leave the guy alone. You're wasting my time. I'm sitting here, and I got to come downtown to this godforsaken place. I'm not going to write a book about this. I'm not going to know it. I don't know what the hell I'm doing here. And you're wasting my time, and I resent it. So that's exactly what's going to happen. Have I explained that enough to you, my friends? Do you feel like you know this a little bit better? Because that's all I want to do. I want you to understand a little bit about how this thing goes. And you can't do this with maybe Jonathan Turley for 2 minutes. It doesn't work like that. It takes a while to just to knead the dough, to maneuver the dough, to rotate, to get the rolling pin out. Just, you know, let it proof. Let this thing get a feel for what's happening. This is the greatest theater of all time. This is the greatest theater of all time. And my dream is a hung jury. That's it. Acquittal, no. That means it's unanimous. A hung jury. One person say, you know what? Screw you. This is ridiculous. And the closing argument, when you get the chance, you can sit back and say, I'm still trying to figure what this is, ladies and gentlemen. I'm still trying to figure out what is this about? I'm pretty good at this stuff. You must be thinking, what are we talking about? What does this have to do with the accountant? What are we talking to this woman, this porn star, about what he had in his venison? What is this? That was about just to embarrass him. Well, you know what? I know a way to embarrass him right back. Not guilty. Oh, they're counting on you to say, oh, no, no, no. Everybody hates Trump, right? This is Manhattan. Make it, bring it out to their attention. They're just counting on this because you're political, and they're hoping above all that your political connection outweighs your ability as a juror, which you swore to uphold. They're counting on you just to say, screw it, it's Trump. And we hate Trump in Manhattan. We hate him. That's what they want. That's what they're hoping for. They're thinking you're going to just look at him and say, whatever. But President Trump and I and our co-counsel, we have faith in you. And how much reasonable doubt is there? Let's look at the indictment. And you can go through it. The conspiracy, other conspiracy, did they prove this? No. Did they prove this? No. Did they prove this? No. But I know that they were in a hotel room. Is that on the indictment? I don't see that. That's not on there. They were talking a lot about that, and that is the subject of the NDA, but they're talking about this. I don't get it. Rafael Legonde says, question, listening the man in the black, Johnny Cash, as a person of color, do you think Johnny was also talking for us also in the song? And no, I believe that man in black denoted, and thank you, by the way, he said, remember the song, Why Do I Wear Black? And he speaks for the people who can't speak. But thank you for that. It's an interesting question, a fascinating question. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I have another fascinating question for you to note. And it's Mrs. L's Warriors YouTube. This is it right here. And she's got stuff right now. Listen to what she said. Oh, listen to what she said about the Met Ball. Oh, God. That was real good. See, she knows so much about this stuff like you. And it's titled Met Gala 2024, a ritualized celebration of the creepy. Let me give you this one. This might act as an incentive. She just nails it. So you follow her at Lynn's Warriors. You hear what I'm saying? It means a lot to us, and I appreciate that. Plus, it's terrific. Because she never, ever gives up and never stops talking about kids. Never. All day today, she's on the phone. This, we got to go to Albany. We got to go to D.C. We got to do. I'm telling you. And there's a lot of people out there who don't do the hard work because they like the glamour. But that's enough about them. Now, my friends, I want to thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you. We will continue with this. Please, again, I ask you to subscribe. Subscribe to what I'm doing. It means so much. And liking this video, it lets people who might say, hey, who is this guy? Who is this Lenny guy? Hey, he's not bad. He's not bad. And that's how we do it. Robert Malloy says, love your channel, Lionel. Mr. Malloy, thank you, sir. On behalf of a grateful nation, thank you not for what you do, sir, but what for you appear to do. And I mean that sincerely. That was my favorite joke about that. You're a good man, Malloy. I want to train people. I want people to be good critical thinkers. I want them to say, what is going on here? Sparky, ladies and gentlemen, joins you, goes, why do millennial women have such bad posture? You know, that's it. Is this a joke? Is there a punchline coming with this one? I don't know. What about this, Sparky? 25% of Gen Zers, 25% have never answered their phone. They don't talk on the phone. 25%. I can't believe that. 25. This kills me. Absolutely destroys me. And I wish to God that didn't happen. In any event, my friend, Liz Solak, by the way, she's our den mother. Lizzie, thank you. Mr. Nightingale, thank you. Mio, Pammy, D, everybody. Sean, thank you for this. Chad, thank you. Maybe it's kyphosis or... Oh, by the way, I was thinking about you, Sparky, today to hear about... In New York, they found a swastika either at a dry cleaner's or near a dry cleaner's or on the ground or something. They found an armband. It's a swastika. And I'm thinking, okay, all right. Are you aware of the hell that is going on currently in... I'm just asking, or do you think anybody knows what's going on in Gaza as we speak? I don't think so. Does anybody know what's going on? I don't think so. I always think of you. I always think of you, Sparky, because I know how you get. So anyway, dear friends, we'll be back tomorrow. Thank you so, so much for everything you've done. Thank you for it. Seriously, truly, 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 truly. And make sure you get the latest one, The Skank Tanks. I like that. Because deep down inside, I'm very old-fashioned. I find people in the adult business, men, women, whatever, I find them despicable. It's a free country. I'm not sure it's being against the law, but I find them to be despicable. And I don't like the way they do that. Anyway, dear friends, have a great day. A great and a wonderful day. Please don't ever change. We got more stuff coming up. By the way, do some research on this. Let me just throw this one out to you. Katy Perry, MK Ultra. Just think about it. Look it up. Look it up. By the way, can I tell you this one story? True story. When I was a prosecutor, I went into the misdemeanor division. Went from traffic to misdemeanor. This was at a time when we prosecuted pornography. And I had a box of pornography in VHS tapes that had the most lurid, glossy colors, the whole bit. A box. And they didn't cover them. And I'm walking out and I've got this thing and I'm in the elevator and they're looking over. And I know I should have had a cover or something, but I just wanted to get them up. And they said, by the way, make sure you watch these because we didn't know which one that we'd actually be picked because they were like you get 5 or 6 from this store, 5 or 6. And we'd have to make some jury watch this. But there was a case where somebody took a videotape that really when the cops came, they said, oh, what do you want? Oh, shaving Ryan's private. I think that's funny. Just a minute. And they pulled out a blank tape, stuck a label on it, go, there you go. Turns out it was Mickey Mouse or Donald Duck or something. And the judge went crazy because he said, you didn't watch this tape? To the prosecutor, he says, no. You didn't watch his judge. You didn't make sure? No, I didn't make sure it was the So we had to swear. We had to tell the judge, we saw it. So I had this tapes going all that. I got so sick of this. It was always like in the TV in the background. Just I kind of look over a couple of times, just make sure there's no Mickey Mouse. And after a while, you say, come on, lady, play the trumpet, do something. I remember one time a friend of mine came over and I forgot that this was going on. It was going on the whole weekend. And my friend says, hey, how you doing? Good. I said, you know, he's looking at me like, what the hell? Did I interrupt? No. And I don't even know what he's talking about. I said, oh, that. Yeah, don't worry about it. I just kind of keep it on. I tried to explain it, but I thought it was very, very funny. Do you know that in all the videos that we did, we never got a conviction? And the funniest thing you've ever heard in your life is when the deputies would go to a place, to an adult video bookstore, they would kind of lean next to each other with a microphone, and they would mumble, scene opens, it's an apartment, knock on the door, man announces, pizza delivery, woman opens up the pizza, opens the door, he walks in, conversation ensues, they begin to engage in sexual activity. So I got a whole, anyway, so they would take that tape, they would give it to like one of the secretaries to write the search warrant. I mean, it was so stupid. Well, I got one of these tapes one time that were used to give to the secretary to write the warrant. So I called a friend of mine, and we didn't have call forward, call waiting, caller ID, none of that stuff. And he had a tape, you know, one of these things where you put it in, and as long as you talked, that tape ran. So I just put my phone up and played this. So he gets phone, he goes, beep. The scene opens. It's an apartment house. Hello. And pizza delivery. And he's listening to this. Two people are engaged. I never told him. I only imagined what he was thinking. This thing went on for the whole movie. It was a play-by-play. Remember the old days when we had actual video, audio tapes? Remember this one? When you would have a tape and you could call up and say, beep. And they would think something was wrong with the machine. We had an actual tape. Kids don't know this today. Beep. My mother used to say, beep. Yeah, listen, tell him. And then what about beep? Pick it up. Don't you hate that? Pick it up. Then when a voicemail came, I'd explain to my mother, no, there's no picking it up. There's no pick it up. No, you don't understand. It's a satellite, I guess. What? No, don't say pick it up. I'm not there. It was difficult. It was very, very difficult. But I've been through. We were there. We remember this. Little tiny one. Little, you could call your messages, hear it, and so archaic. But you know what? I kind of liked it. All right, dear friends, that's it. One more time, please. That's it. That's the YouTube. All right, friends, we'll see you tomorrow, 8 a.m. Have a great and a glorious day. Don't ever change. I mean that sincerely. You were. The reason God made Oklahoma, and I thank you. Again, thank you for your kindness, your perspicacity, and just being who you are, and being, well, dare I say, being swell. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great and glorious day. Don't forget the monkey's dead. The show's over. Sue you. Dead.